Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. My pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because we got some really good stuff to this half hour with Patrick Crane. Patrick is Vice President of Marketing and Advertising for LinkedIn. You know who those guys are, that social networking organization, that social networking site, LinkedIn. He's had a significant career, a long and successful career with Yahoo before he went to LinkedIn. And he's our new friend. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks very much.
It's good to have you here. And you and I are going to be together in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks at the Warlow Conference.
That's right. I guess with about 400 other people.
400 of our other best friends, right, out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing you then face to face. Patrick, everybody who hasn't been in a coma for the last 20 years, or maybe the guys up in the space station, everybody else knows about social networking. We've come to know it. It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon in the way that blogging has become a phenomenon over the last three or four or five years. Tell us what your definition of social networking is.
My definition of social networking is heavily skewed just by who I work for. maybe I'll start there if that's okay.
That's just fine.
Well, LinkedIn is really a professional network, so it uses a lot of the technology that the social networks do, but it's very, very much about the professional. Mm-hmm. And I would say that the principal idea that it's founded on is the idea that if you, as a professional, work through all the relationships that you've ever developed and ever enjoyed in the professional world, then you can get a lot more done than if you sit there by yourself. And that's the kind of fundamental idea of it.
Is it the six degrees of separation thing?
Yeah, it is, but it's far more real. It makes that idea very real in the business world.
It puts a toolbox to that concept, doesn't it?
Exactly. It lets you actually do something with that idea.
Yeah. Now, isn't that really... I know LinkedIn is for professionals, whereas Facebook and what's the other one?
There's a MySpace,
MySpace and Facebook and all those guys. Yeah, those are more true social networking, not so much professional networking. But I do know that some businesses have a presence in those sites. But the whole idea of networking, let's take the social off of it. Patrick, in 1998, the year after I started doing my show, I started thinking about the 21st century a lot and thinking about what was going to be happening. And I made this prediction. I said in the 21st century, in addition to all the things that you're going to have to continue to be able to do well, marketing, selling, operating, et cetera, there are three things that you're going to have to be really good at, better than you've ever been. And first one was leveraging technology. And the second one was developing strategic alliances. And the third one was networking. Now, I said that in 98. I didn't know what social networking was in those days. I never heard of the term before. But so networking is really the way business is done these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very prophetic thing to say because I think part of what you said has always been true, that, you know, that relationships in business is, it's a thousand-year-old idea. But I think you're absolutely right that in 1998, when you look forward and you thought about technology and how these things converge, I think that was very very prophetic of you. The idea that 21 million professionals would be on this thing really amazes even the founders of LinkedIn, who founded the company coming up on 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that a professional joins LinkedIn every 2 seconds. of every week, of every month, of every year. And a significant number of those are small business people.
And the thing that if I'm not mistaken, do you have to be invited to join LinkedIn?
No, you don't. I mean, there's typically two ways you'll join LinkedIn. One way is you'll be invited by someone that you've worked with in the past that you've got a business relationship with. But the other way is that if you could just say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to get on this thing. And LinkedIn gives you a bunch of tools to be able to upload your address book and see who else in all the people you know is already on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And then kind of auto-connect them. That's the way I joined up about a year ago, and then about 9 months ago, because of LinkedIn, I got my job here.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Patrick. Take a quick break, folks. 22. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit about how LinkedIn works, but we're also going to talk more about just the whole idea of networking and why and how you can use technology and why you should use technology to connect with people all around the world. 22, stay with us.
There's still a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you've got a chance and use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things we do here, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then, of course, our knowledge base, where you get small business answers now, askjim.biz. We're visiting with our new friend Patrick Crane, VP of Marketing and Advertising for LinkedIn, LinkedIn. That's LinkedIn.com. And Patrick, folks, we're talking to Patrick about networking. I think it's important just to say networking. And from networking, from the mothership of networking, so to speak, then you can branch off into face-to-face networking, into, you know, working with chambers, working with your social civic groups, your churches, all the different communities you've got where you're face-to-face. And then, of course, you've got your online networking, which you've developed on your own with your customers and people that you know around the world. But then you got social networking sites like we mentioned earlier, Facebook, those kinds of things. But then LinkedIn is different in that it is more of a professional networking type of a community. And Patrick, I like to use the word communities. What do you think about that? I think it's important. It helps me to get my head around the people I know and how I know them by thinking of communities. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good word. I mean, I think LinkedIn is a kind of is the business community of the world, but online. And so mm-hmm. I think of it that way as well. I think one of the things that when you think about the word community that comes out, a community isn't just a bunch of people that just sit around in a static way. Right. A community always changes. A community interacts. A community helps one another out. And being on LinkedIn is very much about that because all kinds of tools exist for you to be able to give other people advice and introduce them to other people and do those kinds of things, but also be able to get advice and get introductions to the people that you want to work with. And so community is a great word because it implies movement and it implies dealings.
And it also helps me to understand that I have multiple communities. You know, I have my church community, my friend community, I have my family, I have people that I knew in past lives. I've got mm-hmm. people that, you know, you've become part of my Brain Trust community now, Patrick. You're going to be part of my Warlow community when we meet face to face in a couple of weeks. And I really think that that's an important way to segregate, to differentiate contacts. And I think when you do that, you can leverage them better, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I mean, leverage is also a good word because you got to remember that in any community, but especially in a business one, let's say that you have 100 connections. Let's just pick that number. Well, those people know a ton of stuff. They've all been in industry and in business for a long time. They've got a ton of information that they've gathered up. And that's what tools like LinkedIn and let you do. They let you leverage that, all that knowledge and skill.
Mm-hmm.
But the magic thing is, going back to what you said about networking, Jim, the magic thing is that this isn't just any collection of people. These are people who think a lot of you. These are people who you've dealt with in the past and had good dealings with. Mm-hmm. So not only do they have a lot of knowledge and inside expertise and people they know, they like you, and they will back you, and that's one of the wonderful things that keeps our system running so well.
What about one of the big things that I hear people talk about and that I'm concerned about when I contemplate joining a network like LinkedIn or any of the others, and that is security. What can you say about what can you do? What can you say? Not just, you know, I know you can only speak for your organization, but isn't security a concern that people are valid in being worried about?
People should absolutely be aware of where their information is, whether it's online, whether it's in some company's database. They should pay very careful attention to where it is and what people are doing with it. I absolutely agree. I mean, that's my general comment. I mean, for LinkedIn, it starts on LinkedIn with your professional profile, where you went to school, what you do, what your business is all about. And that's where that's certainly not going to ask you for anything like that, because that doesn't make any difference to the quality of your LinkedIn profile,
exactly.
Your professional
exactly.
profile, and therefore we don't need it. The other thing that you should pay very careful attention to is what some websites do with that information. So what you don't want to do is find yourself on some business directory that's essentially spun your contact information, and
right.
that's something else that LinkedIn
and
does
And the
not
next
do.
Thing you know, you're getting 1,000 probes by people who want to sell you their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody, I mean, this is why one of the things that I like about LinkedIn, because I'm very contactable, because I'm, you know, I'm their CMO and I'm on there, therefore I'm very contactable. But if somebody wants to sell me something, the way that somebody approaches me is through a mutual connection, and that's a much, much better way for me to be pitched on something. So
right.
if I was a small business owner and somebody wanted to sell me, oh, I don't know, like an IT system, mm-hmm. and it was a friend of a friend or a contact of a contact, I'm going to be more open to hearing
right.
that than some guy.
Well,
that
any referral by a friend is solid gold.
Yeah, absolutely. It warms you up, right? I mean, you're far more open to that. And there's an introductions feature on LinkedIn, which is a very popular feature. So whether you're the person being sold to, or you know, in the case of small business, maybe you're looking for new business. Well, the larger your trusted network is, then the more people that network can introduce you to in order for you to accomplish your objectives.
Right. And, folks, it's we're going to take a quick break here, Patrick. Folks, it's the website is LinkedIn.com, right, Patrick?
That's right.
LinkedIn.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of LinkedIn and let you decide if it's something you want to be involved in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. We're visiting with Patrick Crane. Patrick is VP Marketing Advertising with LinkedIn. It's LinkedIn.com. All right, Patrick, we're all yours. Tell us how to enjoy the LinkedIn experience.
Okay. Well, the way it works is kind of straightforward. As a small business person especially, what you do, first of all, is if you're not a member of LinkedIn, you sign up by creating your professional profile, which is who you are, what your specialties are, what your business does, where you went to school. You kind of build out your professional profile, and then when people Google you, it will appear right there in the Google results, and you'll really be able to market yourself, market your brand, mm-hmm. either your personal brand or your business brand. Then the magic happens, though. Then the good stuff happens, because you start to build out the
What does it cost to be part of LinkedIn?
It's free.
Free. All right. Am I going to have to see a bunch of ads?
There are some ads, but we don't believe that they're very obtrusive. They kind
of. That's how you pay for the free, right?
That's how we pay for the free.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you form these what we call first degree connections to the people that you work with and the people you got good relationships with, and if you have a large network of people that you know. It's a great idea to put them on LinkedIn, because what happens then is you get all kinds of tools that enable you to get advantage out of that. So one of them is a great tool is, as we've discussed, the introduction feature. So you can search for pretty much anybody. You can search for anybody you want to do business with. You can search for suppliers or providers that you need for your business. You can even search for the kinds of people you want to hire into your business. So it's a great hiring tool as well. But then you got this introductions feature. So if you found the person that you want to do business with for some reason, you then find out who you know mutually in common, and you get an introduction to them to be able to go and approach them and do business. So that's a powerful tool that a lot of people use.
And that's the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, that's making it work. That's making a vague concept real.
That's a 6 degree of separation toolbox, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right.
So how do I prevent... So it's basically that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that simple, but then there's a lot of other tools that come as well.
Before you get into those, let me ask you this question. How do I prevent the world from coming to me en masse and you know, basically, you know, just covering me up? I mean, I'm pretty busy. Most people are pretty busy. You know, I'd like to be selective in who comes to me and who tries to pitch me or approach me. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's
how do I limit that?
That we know. So there's an accounts and settings area that lets you completely control how contactable you want to be. So for example, if you really want to close it up, then you can just form connections with the people that matter to you and then literally close yourself off to the world.
Yeah.
That means not receiving invitations to connect. That means not receiving pitches or introductions. You can literally control exactly how contactable you want to be. Most people tend to opt for the default, which is that they are open to receiving introductions from other people, and they're open to receiving things like leads for jobs. But as I said, you can completely control how contactable you want to be.
Well, you know, remember when we've all got email and everybody started sending you jokes, and you liked it for about a day or two till you realized you weren't getting anything done for reading jokes? You finally had to tell people, quit sending me jokes. Or if you got them, you had to just throw them away. Even though you knew you were going to like the jokes, you had to throw them away because you just didn't have time to read them.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with this kind of thing. I mean, I realize it's kind of an embarrassment of riches. You got all this stuff coming at you, but you can only deal with so much information.
Right. Absolutely. And so I would advise any of your listeners to take a look at an accounts and settings area and just decide the level of contactability you want.
Well, see, when I first took my very first subscription to Wall Street Journal back in the 80s, I noticed that all of a sudden I was spending the morning reading it. It was so much stuff. I had to learn how to read the Wall Street Journal so I could get what I needed out of it and you know, get some work done. And it seems to me that maybe networking is very similar to that.
Yeah, I mean, what we want to be is we want to be that quick hit in the morning, that quick hit in the afternoon of what's going on amongst people that you care about, what's happening in their professional lives, who's hiring, who just changed jobs, who wants to know the answer to the question, sort of a quick download of the people in your professional environment, and then we want to be able to get value from that, maybe getting an answer or following up on a lead, and then it's fine. I mean, you should get off and go do your job, and that's absolutely our philosophy.
That great basket maker Dave Longaberger once said, "Your success in life will ultimately depend on the people that you meet." And that's what's happening these days in a place like LinkedIn and others. Hey, Patrick, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website one more time.
Yeah, it's LinkedIn.com, LinkedIn.com.
And I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. Patrick Crane, ladies and gentlemen, with LinkedIn. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.